This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Governor Polis and Secretary of State Jenna Griswold say all of the voting machine passwords that were impacted by a security breach have now been updated. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Earlier this week, the Colorado Republican Party revealed that passwords for voting equipment were posted for months on the Secretary of State's website in a hidden tab on an Excel spreadsheet. Polis authorized extra state resources to get IT staff out to all the affected counties as quickly as possible to reset passwords and ensure that no tampering has occurred. County clerks, the state, and the election machine companies say strong physical security around the equipment means the voting system remains secure. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More than 1.7 million Coloradans have already cast their ballot this election as of Friday. That's 43% of the state's active voters. The pace of voting will have to pick up significantly over the weekend, though, if turnout is going to match the last presidential race. At this point, 4 years ago, more than 2 million people had already returned their ballots. Voters can return their ballots through 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Eastbound I-70 could start having morning closures east of Idaho Springs starting tomorrow due to intense sun glare that's caused by the angle of the sun combined with the design of the hill. The State Department of Transportation says a stretch of the interstate at Floyd Hill will close for up to 1 hour from sunrise to 8:30 a.m. if it's sunny. Those closures are possible from early November through February. This is CPR News in KRCC.